Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent Technology and Tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for Friday afternoon. We had fun with food earlier. We were talking about McDonald's changes that we would like to see. I mean, sriracha sauce on everything. Can you imagine that? Or maybe we would just do corn dogs at McDonald's.
Good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that sounds
with
good.
Us is the owner operator, the man behind Panache Points. His name is Bo Fodor, great friend of the broadcast. It's been way too long since we've had him back in here. We're going to take a trip to Bollywood. Welcome back, Bo. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much for inviting me and giving me an opportunity to talk about Cultural's Bollywood Ball that's tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. First of all, before we get down the line, Bo Fodor, tell us about what is Panache Points.
All right, Panache Points is the latest invention of Panache. As you know, I've been doing this since 1999, started out with a small catering business up in Webster County, and then moved down here, did some wedding work for Bozens, decided that I really wanted to jump into the special event venue crowd, and have been really blessed since 2009, sort of skyrocketed into visibility with the Supreme Court's unanimous ruling on marriage equality, and then spent 5 years as a gay weddings planner, just exclusively working with out-of-state couples and their families that came to get married. And then, decided once again I wanted to just mix it up and get more involved outside of the wedding modalities with special events and parties, and have been doing that now as Proof's experience manager at Proof Restaurant, 13th and Locust, using it as a venue on weekends and Mondays when the restaurant is closed, doing small intimate parties up to 80. A lot of weddings on Sundays are scheduled this summer, as well as quite a few special events on Monday nights where they'll use the venue as a party place.
So lots of things going on.
Very blessed.
Always with you, Bo. You've got constantly reinventing things. And I don't know exactly, how do you have time to go back home, back to the East Coast to visit the folks and stuff?
Well, it's a priority. I make time for it, have a pretty tight timeline before, during, and after those visits. But it's really those visits home to own now almost 90-year-old parents, one struggling with Alzheimer's and the other with Parkinson's. When I am home, I just am so incredibly grateful that I'm afforded the luxury of being there with them, but also have this incredible life that provides me that opportunity for some flexibility and scheduling.
Now, one of the things that I want to expand a little bit on Panache Points, if I can. Folks, if you start down a list of things that you have created here in the greater Des Moines Metro, I think people would be relatively surprised of your depth. Give us just one or two or three of these major events that you've helped put on. I think there was the president of China, and it
Correct.
Goes on and on.
Yeah. I started out with some of the 501c3 agencies back in the earlier part of this decade anyway, with Blank Children's Hospital. Their Festival of a Trees event is very personal to me. Absolutely love the time I got to spend on an event called Bubble Ball at the very beginning with Susie McBroom and a gang of girls that really didn't know where they were going with all this bubble wrap, and now it's transformed into a humongous big deal. Most recently have been very blessed with the political scene, the caucuses, that visibility, and in catering lunches and dinners for Hillary brought an entirely different demographic into the mix. But to be honest with you, I still will always be very faithful and loyal to the 501c3 agencies, such as the Young Women's Resource Center, Cultural Now. Moving forward, we're already planning events for them and the education programs that will go with them for next year at the Des Moines Public Schools. And then, of course, I probably will get more involved with the Blank Children's Hospital with more events other than just Christmas.
And I think the thing that sets your events off is the, if you'll excuse the word, the panache that you put into this. I mean, some of these designs and ideas and dinners that you have are just out of sight.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, tasteful.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, Michael. I, at least at this point in my life now, have learned sort of the hard way that sometimes, not sometimes, the majority of the time, simple is much better, especially when it comes to entertaining.
Yeah.
Just really boils down to hospitality and making sure that the guest really has a good time, and that's not rocket science.
Is it nerve-wracking to put on an event?
It's funny you should ask me that. I've had several folks today tell me that I must be all stressed out and anxiety-filled because of the World Food Prize being filled tomorrow night. Actually, today, I am calmer than I've ever been right before an event. I hope that's not a bad sign, but I also know the team that we've built over the past year through Culturals Board of Directors, as well as their educators and their programming people. I just tomorrow get to sort of be a catalyst to make sure everyone's having fun and maybe help them go over the top a little bit. But yeah, I surround myself with experts, whether it's a farm-to-table dinner in the field or a highfalutin dinner at the World Food Prize. It's really who I work with and who I bring into the mix that is beneficial.
One of the fun things that we attended this past year was your cookie exchange. It was a proof.
Oh, that was fabulous.
That was fabulous. And you're planning on doing something else with that.
Yeah, we would like to make that into a fundraiser. It was very well received. But I just felt that evening, after all was said and done, with the amount of energy that went into it, and also the amount of time and baking and passion, that I know that next year we can turn this into a fundraiser where we can sell the cookies, because some of them were like pieces of art.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, they were just incredible. I was blown away, very humbled by the creativity, but more important, like almost like the craftsmanship of cookie decorating. So we'll tie that into an event where the people can come in and shop and buy the cookies, buy the single cookie and build a dozen on their own, and then hopefully give us $20.
Turn the money over to charity.
There you go.
All right, let's go to Bollywood. What in the heck is all of this about? And it happens tomorrow.
It happens tomorrow night at the World Food Prize. It seems like it came out of nowhere, but we literally a year ago this week started the very beginnings of the foundation laying. And really just what it boils down to is Culturals Bollywood Ball tomorrow night at the World Food Prize will feature, I mean, the intense, vibrant mix of East and West fusion dance styles from India's globally acclaimed movie industry. I'm taking place at the beautiful World Food Prize. I couldn't ask for a better venue. The space behooves not only celebration, but a very diverse mix of cultures. And with fine-tuning the menu, all the food will be passed on trays, hors d'oeuvre style, in creating those menus, working with those spices, actually cooking and tasting and practicing. I mean, my culinary palate at this point in time was just blown wide open. They'll also have classical music performances. They'll also, on the second floor of the World Food Prize, will be turned into an Indian bazaar with fabulous selections of not only attire and jewelry, but also that spice market, and then also as well a trinket and homemade candle market. So we're super excited about that to help us raise money. And then last but not least, there'll always be sweet delicacies and a cash bar for everyone to get their drink on while they're wearing the best attire they could find. We had a trunk show. Several dozen people showed up for that and bought Indian clothing just for the event. And then I kind of threw caution to the wind as far as photography, decided not to hire professional photographers, but have two separate modalities that'll feature social media interaction with the guests.
Nice.
And have volunteers that'll take selfies of the couples or the individuals with their own phones that then they can hashtag and then share with Bollywood, hashtag BollywoodBall.com.
Bollywood, what's the hashtag? Do you recall?
Yeah, I got to just think for a second real quick. It was Bollywood Ball, hashtag Bollywood Ball, and that's it.
That's it. Hashtag Bollywood Ball. So it's going to be fun. Tomorrow evening, if you're not going to the Bollywood Ball, you can certainly follow along on the hashtag Bollywood Ball and see what other folks are doing at the World Food Prize. What about the food that was created for the Bollywood Ball tomorrow night? What surprised you the most?
I would have to say it would probably be the intensity of what I perceive to be very subtle spices. I mean, we went on a little shopping trip to Allspice in the village, checked them all out, and then touching and feeling them in bulk, and then grinding them down and starting to cook with them. The intense not only flavors, but colors that developed from those spices were the most inspiring for me personally.
Got it. Now, the funds that are being raised from the Bollywood Ball, we hope this is the first annual, and we'll keep on doing this down the line because it sounds like great fun. Who does that go to?
Well, all the proceeds will benefit Cultural's work in our local Des Moines public schools.
Cultural.
Cultural is the premier provider of unique classroom experiences that introduce students to cultures from around the world. The presentations are usually led by our ambassadors, board members, volunteers from more than 65 countries, and they really provide education that textbooks cannot. Hand-on interactions with students, sharing pictures, personal beliefs, work, play, games, whatever they bring from their culture, the kids get to experience this firsthand, and it really truly opens open minds and hearts.
So when you're doing these cultural experiences, now this is Bollywood, it's been an Indian experience.
Correct.
What other cultures do you have in the group?
Oh my gosh, well this is the 10th anniversary, and that's sort of why we tried to knock it out of the ballpark for this event. But in the past 10 years, they've covered all kinds of Asian culture, South American culture, Bosnian culture, Northern European culture. I know that the most recent conversation that we've had moving forward, that we'd like to do something like a nomadic traveling dinner, maybe next fall around harvest time, incorporating more than one culture at different destinations that we can actually have influenced by people of that culture at the event.
And individuals that get to go to something like this, they're experiencing a cultural phenomenon in a sense, because they're actually immersed in what's going on.
From the attire to the fragrances to the foods, even the signature cocktails that were created for certain events truly make them feel like it's a hands-on, that they're living that experience within that culture.
Fascinating stuff. We just had Deborah Renner from Tarot International in, and she was talking about intercultural skills, how business lacks intercultural skills. And those can be little things like how you greet someone.
Exactly.
Innuendo.
Yeah. Inflection in your verbiage, if you're so inclined to be able to offer a beverage of their culture. I mean, you couldn't ask for a more hospitable opportunity.
But if you screw it up.
Well, you know, that creates fodder for conversation, and sometimes those little faux pas, especially socially, can turn it around so that all insecurities or all ignorances are sort of just taken out of the picture and creates incredible conversation within the two cultures.
Bollywood Ball, it happens. You still got a couple of tickets
we
left?
We still have over 50 tickets. We've sold almost 375. There were additional 50 that were given to our sponsors that range from Mercedes all the way down to Walgreens and then some. But people can still get tickets at the door. I would suggest to go online and get your ticket online, though, if you are inclined to go, because when that last ticket is sold, it'll be very visible versus you getting all dressed up and showing up at the World Food Prize able to get in.
Yeah. So where do we go to get tickets?
Actually, the easiest place to go is literally right to the website, and that's www.cultural.org.
Got it. Cultural.org for Bollywood tomorrow night. And if you don't have your Indian costumes, don't worry about it. Still go.
Yep.
What's de rigueur for individuals who are not costumed?
It's
a black tie thing? Or?
Well, I wouldn't say black tie. I would say business attire, but also maybe a little bolder, a little brighter, add some color, throw on a crazy tie, throw on bright socks or something. But there'll also be opportunities, at least at the two photo stations that I put together, for you to wrap yourself in sari silk or put on something, a headdress or whatever, to create a truly authentic Indian culture-themed photograph. Whether you're in the rickshaw or laying out on the palace bed.
Yeah, if I were thinner, darker, I could go maybe as Gandhi.
I don't know. You could get a quick spray tan, I'm sure.
Bo Fodor, ladies and gentlemen, what a great guy he is. He is Panache Points, and we've been talking about that and Bollywood, the Bollywood Ball that happens tomorrow. We'll have all the links on the radio blog so that you can find out more about getting a ticket for yourself as we inch closer to this event at the World Food Prize. Thanks so very much for coming in.
Thank you, Michael, for having me.
Always good stuff. We're going to step aside. When we come back, my bride gets to join us. Yeah. Georgie's in. She's going to be talking about Pedal Off the Pounds. That's a program associated with the Des Moines Cycle Club. How you can get involved. She's got the details. It's coming up next on the Business News Hour.